This is the Composer's Datebook for March 2nd. I'm John Burge. On today's date in 1965, the now classic and mega-iconic musical film The Sound of Music officially debuted at the Rivoli Theater at Broadway and 49th Street in New York City. Since we at Composer's Datebook are notorious for mentioning little-known facts, let us state for the record that the first test audiences to see The Sound of Music did so in flyover country, first in Minneapolis and subsequently in Tulsa, about a month before the film's New York debut. Midwestern audiences were ecstatic, and director Robert Wise knew he'd have a hit on his hands when his film, starring Julie Andrews, opened on Broadway, not far from where the original stage version, starring Mary Martin, debuted back in 1959. The 1965 New York Times film review was a little snarky. What else is new? It began by referring to, quote, the perceptible weakness of its quaintly old-fashioned book, while grudgingly admiring the generally melodic felicity of the Richard Rodgers Oscar Hammerstein score, and ended by opining, business-wise, Mr. Wise is no fool. No fool indeed. In 1966, Wise's film won 5 Oscars and displaced Gone with the Wind as the highest grossing film of all time. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in collaboration with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.